Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
In our city. And then lastly, I missed an exciting meeting a few weeks ago. I'm going to have Alex, if it's all right, hand these out to the seven of you. Councilman Bear rightfully pointed out, or said we weren't invited to press conferences, so you have an official Mayor Reeves weekly press conference invite. This is on nice card stock every Tuesday, 10 a.m. Invite valid for the entire Reeves administration. I cannot, if I'm not here or I get voted out, this is not valid anymore.
Okay, so backstory, in case you don't know what was going on here. At a meeting a month or so ago, you had Charles Baer, when the mayor was not in attendance. This was October 24th. City Councilman Charles Baer was complaining that he isn't getting the kind of FaceTime with the mayor that he wants, and that he's not learning about things through, you know, the channels that he wants. Here's what he said back then.
I've not been asked what my opinion is about how we should spend the ARPA money. You know, I wasn't here when that happened. I guess there were a couple times the council voted in 2021 about how that money would be spent. I don't get a lot of chances to talk to our mayor. My last meeting was about 10 minutes long. It was right up against an agenda conference, so I didn't really have a chance to talk about ARPA. When I served under Mayor Hayward, I met with him one time, and under Mayor Reeves, I thought it would be different. I thought I'd have regular meetings. We started out that way, and it's changed since then. Now it's very rare that we get to meet. We were told that we could then meet, or at least I was told I could meet with Alex, and then I had one meeting where I met with Alex and I met with the mayor. Now the meetings are just few and far between.
Okay, now that was the first part where he's complaining about how he's not getting enough FaceTime with the mayor or Alex Smith, who's chief of staff for Mayor D.C. Reeves. This is all in context of talking about ARPA funds, and, you know, it kind of come to them, you know, pass this or we don't have the money, and he was complaining about not being more a part of that process. But it got worse before it gets to the payoff, okay? The criticism was even more kind of awkward-ish.
I don't really get an opportunity to share what I think ARPA money should be spent on, or any money for that matter. And most of what I learn is from press conferences. That's why I asked Don if he could do a summary of what happens in the press conferences so I'd know what we were going to see in the next agenda. We're not invited to the press conferences, just so you know. So a lot of the things that we find out is through that. If not, it's on the agenda.
So he was irked, clearly, that he wasn't getting the appropriate respect and treatment and official invitation to come to the press conferences, and felt like he wasn't either supposed to come or wasn't allowed to come or wasn't getting invited properly. So what DC did, who had not been there at this meeting, what he did was he printed up official invitations that came on cardstock that look like an event invitation. John, can you confirm they're like?
I can confirm. That looks really nice.
Blue and about, I'm not sure what the size of that is. Looks like it's maybe 8x8 or 6x8 or something like that. And it reads, "You are." You are cordially invited to, and then the big letters, the event name, Mayor Reeves, with an apostrophe, well done, weekly press conferences, every Tuesday, 10 a.m., subject to change, Hagler Mason Conference Room. This is invitation. Oh, no. You can't do a prank invitation and then make a grammatical mistake. It says, this is invitation includes. Somebody, probably what somebody started to write is, this is an invitation for, and then they changed it to this invitation includes, and they didn't reconjugate the verb properly. Anyway, this is invitation includes you and any guest. Invite valid for entire Reeves administration. So then we have the follow-up exchange.
In all seriousness, of course, anytime that you guys want to come participate in any type of way that we can share something in your community, of course I kid, but feel free to share that with us, or if there's any message we can get out for you. So thank you.
So Bear took a swipe at Reeves. Reeves takes a tongue-in-cheek swipe back at Bear and says, oh, you can come. It's just fine. And then Bear simmered for a little while, and then later on in the meeting, a little bit later in the meeting.
All right, Councilman Bear.
Thank you, Mr. President. A phone call would suffice.
No, it wouldn't have. All right, that's the thing. All right.
A phone call would have sufficed when you were concerned you weren't getting enough access to the mayor and wanted to go to the press conferences, I think is what DC was responding to, is if a phone call would have sufficed instead of this embarrassing public spectacle, maybe that's good advice for everybody, sir. That's kind of what he was getting at. So a little juvenile, a little petty, a little funny. Which side do you come down on? Funny or like,
funny.
I think so too.
There's no doubt.
You know, because the funny thing is that this I've told you this, that this council just works well. They get along well. And, you know, if there's friction, it's typically Charles Bear, sometimes Jim Brer. But, you know, I don't mind a little bit of friction, a little bit of, you know, opposition. That's good. That's a healthy democracy when you have opposition. But this council has been, you know, functioning very, very well. I don't get to play that intro music very often for Pensacola.
I know.
Milton, on the other hand, almost every time.
That's why it shocked me. I was like, whoa.
I know people, you're ripping off the Milton music. I think I did the Pensacola music. I don't remember who was first, but they were about the same time. And I just changed out the words a little bit for Carpenter's Creek versus Blackwater. 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
No accidents or slowdowns to let you know about right now. Traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Oh, somebody says in printing it would be a half sheet, 8.5 by 5.5. Okay, see? Look, all these people with their various expertises listening to the show. I love it. Hey, if you're thinking about buying your next vehicle, of course you can buy new. And if you do buy new, then of course you pay a lot for it. And then also, buying new, you kind of, when you're looking, you have to go around to each dealership or each car brand and look to see what they've got and drive the different things. On the other hand, if you go to Frontier Motors, what you do is you save because you don't have to buy new. You get cars that are a couple of years old, 2, 3, maybe 1, maybe 4, you know, with a warranty that they put up to 10,000 or 100,000 miles in 10 years. And then you save on the price, but you also get to see all the things all side by side. I mean, you can browse it online. You know, you can look up at Frontier online and see what they've got in stock. Sure, but, you know, if you go, then you can really compare all the SUVs, all the pickups, you know, all the minivans, all the sedans. And you can get in the different ones and see, what are the features? What do they have? Do I like it? Does it fit well? It's headrest position. You might think that's a dumb thing, but I have found it for me. One of the reasons I like Honda particularly is because other headrests always push my head forward, and I don't know how to make it not be that way. And most car brands, I can't stand sitting in them because of the headrests. Now, that's a little thing, but if you're going to drive a car every day, you don't want to put up a little thing that's going to irritate you. So go sit in these cars and test them and test drive them if you want to and see what they are side by side, all in one place. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
This is Hill Kelly Dodd wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duca with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
I'm Bill S. Preston, Esquire.
And I'm Ted Theodore Logan.
Yeah!
And we're Wild Stallions!
What's the frequency, can at this yard been so drained?
This is a serious warning for parents of children who have loved the movie Wicked. Do not buy them the book. I would not want my children reading it. They would be traumatized.
What? So here's kind of the backstory on this. You know, the play, the Broadway play Wicked, which has now become a movie, which is a massive blockbuster. It's no surprise because I, even though I have not seen it, I am, you know, well informed that it is extremely good. And I look forward to seeing, the movie, obviously. But, for years I've been hearing about this play being fantastic. It's like the backstory, the character bio, whatever, for The Wicked Witch of the West. Anyway, but it was based on a book, or it was adapted from a book. I didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise me. And apparently the book, which is now being re-released with a picture on the front from the movie, like cross-branding, the problem is that if people go watch the movie, which is PG, I think it's PG, and then they go read the book, which is R+, they're finding things in the book that they don't think kids, under the age of 18 anyway, ought to be reading.
Here's a very vague and coded list of things that happen in Wicked the book that make it, in my opinion, 18 plus. There is an adult party. There is SA. There's SA involving creatures that should not be involved. There is ritualistic.
The ritualism is murder, like she's doing a finger across, slit in her throat. And then the SA is sexual activity involving apparently creatures and kids getting married and all kinds of things that are in the book. And I have not read it. I'm going to watch the movie first. The book, according to one article I read, says contains drinking, drugs, sexual assault, prostitution, crime, racism, murder, and sex parties between humans and animals. One of the opening scenes in the book depicts puppets engaging in sex. And when Alfalfa is first introduced, she's a ferocious infant who is muzzled after biting off people's appendages. So, using the movie poster as the cover for the re-release version of the novel is misleading, TikTokers say, adding that it suggests the book has the same PG themes as the movie. So, in the grand historical commonplace practice of your kids loved a movie, let's get them into reading, give them the book. Maybe don't give them this book. That may be the suggestion here. 625 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Even Highway 90 from Pace to Pensacola is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're 64, turn 65, or you are retiring, or you are already on Medicare, but you want to make a change to your coverage, or you know, just want to have questions. Ricky Stewart, she's a good friend. I've known her as long as we've lived, her back to when she was a news person, and just a delightful girl. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part. She helps people understand and get onto Medicare. Because look, if you've been doing health insurance the typical way your whole life, and then you switch to government insurance, Medicare, it's like, how do I do this? What does it mean? How does it change? What's supplement? What's Advantage? What's Medicaid? Does Medicaid apply to me? I have so many questions. Ask Ricky. She knows. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, had you read the book? Can you confirm that it's full of highly inappropriate material?
I have not read it.
Okay. But no. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did that come as a surprise? Me? I did.
You know, the list, when you listed off the
I
things,
heard you laughing at the biting appendages off. I don't know what that means, but I don't want to know what that means.
Like, I just don't know when some people are writing, like, how that, like, hits the imagination to go, from there, the mind to paper.
I was going to do She Scratched Him Real Good, but I decided on this instead. Whew. Yeah.
I'm assuming that's one that won't end up in the school library.
Thank you. That's a question, isn't it? I don't know the answer. I'd be curious. Go on.
Well, the White House is denying that President Biden lied when he previously said he would not pardon his son, Hunter. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters on Air Force One that he only came to that decision over the weekend. She also said that she believes Hunter Biden was singled out with his prosecutions.
Okay, it's not a lie if you meant it when you said it. That's actually correct. If he was intending to pardon him, then it was a lie. If he was intending when he said it to not pardon him, it's not a lie. Just like when I used to say this about the Bush lied, thousands died about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Right.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
That's true.
Bush was wrong, you might say, and would be more accurate. And there's a lot, after the fact, dispute about whether he was even wrong in WMDs. But okay. But he didn't, unless you're saying for sure that he knew it wasn't true, it's not a lie if you believe it to be true.
Anyway. No way to prove it otherwise. More snow coming to the Great Lakes region. They got 5 feet in some places over the weekend. And apparently another foot of snow is possible throughout the day today. Do you miss that lake effect snow?
Oh, no.
Not at all?
No. They're living in Chicago and having the wind whip through your entire family's bodies. Right. It just feels like, it's awful. Yeah.
And Stoli Group USA, the maker of Stoli Vodka, filing for bankruptcy.
Stoli? S-T-O-L-I?
Is it Stoli?
It is. There's Stoli Knight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not a vodka drinker, so I really didn't know. But they have filed for bankruptcy in the U.S. The bankruptcy filing will only impact their U.S. business, and the products will remain on store shelves throughout the process.
Oh, somebody just texted a note. David, thanks so much. Somebody texted a note. Do you remember? It was the Wicked Dolls had the porn website on the backs of the packages. Remember?
Really?
Yeah, they had they were saying, don't click on the link, because instead of going to safewicked.com or whatever, it goes to highly unsafe nsfwicked.com or something, and I never did verify this because I don't think I need to, but that's an interesting note.
It sounds like a great brand to market to kids.
Sounds like, was it a mistake? All right. David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody says that they flip over the invitation from DC Reeves. Stated the invitation can only be redeemed by a mystical creature like Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Father Time, Mother. No, it's not like that. Somebody says it's not a lie. It's an alternate fact from Corinne Jean-Pierre, probably. Somebody says, I don't like Biden or anything he stands for, but I 100% agree he should have pardoned his son. I would have even more dislike for the man if he would not have pardoned his son, and I'm on the Trump train. That's interesting. Again, I think the whole pardon thing is kind of... It actually bothers me that people would pardon their own family. That's it's bad enough. If the pardon is legitimate, then the pardon is legitimate for anybody. The fact that it's sort of marginally legitimate, but I'd do it for my son. No, see, that's exactly the problem. I mean, that's nepotism. That's corruption. That's, like I said, it's an ancient philosophical question. It goes back at least as far as Plato. You know, would you or would you not turn your father in for breaking the law? Would you or would you not allow your son to be prosecuted just because he's your son? Anyway, let's see, 437-1620. So pardon Hunter because he was singled out, but Trump, who was definitely singled out, still deserves to go to jail in federal. Oh, no. Yeah, I said this yesterday. That's part of the inconsistency of all of this is, you know, Trump's, you know, what he wrote in or what was written in on the subject line or whatever of the checks. A very, very procedural mistake comparing that to the checkbox. Agreed. That's highly inconsistent.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden in Angola on his first trip to Africa in office gives a speech at that country's National Slavery Museum today. President-elect Trump will be in Paris, France Saturday for the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral.
The historic cathedral was damaged after a devastating fire 5 years ago and has since been rebuilt. About 50 world leaders are expected to attend the invite-only ceremonies this weekend.
Fox's Brooke Singman. A missing Hawaii woman, police say, wants it that way.
The LAPD says 30-year-old Hannah Kobayashi, who disappeared after landing in Los Angeles 3 weeks ago, is now considered voluntarily missing after detectives found surveillance video showing her crossing into Mexico alone with her luggage.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. Kobayashi's father was found dead in Los Angeles last month in what's being ruled a suicide after he spent 13 days there looking for her. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly clear skies. It is 42 degrees in Pensacola. A woman has died after being hit by a vehicle while crossing Highway 29 yesterday. It happened near the intersection with Carolyn Way. FHP says the woman was crossing mid-block, wearing dark clothing at night and using a walker when she was hit by a Lexus. She was taken to the hospital where she died. The 63-year-old driver did not know that she was hurt. The 63-year-old driver in the vehicle was not hurt in that crash. There's been another motorcycle fatality reported in Escambia County that happened yesterday. There was a multiple car collision at Highway 29 and Tate School Road. The motorcyclist crashed into an SUV. Then that SUV hit a sedan that was at a stop sign. The rider died at the scene of the crash. Bad news for peanut farmers. Coastal Growers, that's the processor in Atmore, has now declared bankruptcy. They reportedly owe between $100 and $500 million to creditors, and they have about $100 million in assets. They opened a few years ago as a co-op of hundreds of farmers in Alabama and Florida.
So it was sold to us in a really good way. You know, the estimates were this and that, and everything looked really good. It looked like we were going to make a significant amount of money by doing this that we weren't able to capture doing it the old way. And then really there still is no good answer to what happened. You know, there was a huge economic downturn during that time frame.
Ryan Jenkins from Jenkins Farms, he says there's no good answer as to why it didn't work, but many area farmers, he says, borrowed money to invest in that company when it opened. Jenkins says it could leave many farmers losing up to millions of dollars when they really have nothing left to lose. Well, an investigation continuing in Santa Rosa County after a wild bonfire with hundreds of people and lots of alcohol on Sid Hayes Road over the weekend was the scene of a shooting. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says his deputies were a wet blanket on the party.
They were sitting around the bonfire drinking. More people kept showing up with more alcohol, and then, you know, that's when the fun really begins.
Johnson said one attendee pulled a gun and shot another man. The victim was flown to the hospital and is currently in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. So far, there's no word on a suspect or a motive. Johnson says they're looking for any information that could lead them to a suspect. If you have any information, contact Crime Stoppers. You can remain anonymous, and your information could lead to a cash reward. Well, you have a chance to give some input on the Pensacola International Airport's terminal expansion this week, a public open house being held Wednesday. That'll be at the airport in the conference room on the second floor of the terminal. They'll also be showing the interior and exterior concepts at that meeting. An Orange County woman found guilty of killing her boyfriend by locking him in a suitcase has been sentenced to life in prison. Sarah Boone had rejected a 15-year plea deal before her trial. A six-member jury convicted her back in October on second-degree murder charges for the death of Jorge Torres Jr. in her Winter Park home back in 2020. She claimed the death was the result of a drunken game of hide-and-seek. Then she said she had killed him in self-defense and had battered spouse syndrome.
And every time he slapped me, kicked, punched, spit on, raped, stabbed, choked, laughed at, pushed, pulled, dragged, whipped, tripped, stole from, lied, terrorized, threatened, humiliated, forced, degraded, made me cry.
Judge Michael Krainik, though, denied a defense motion for a new trial. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. It's another cold start to the day with temperatures in the 30s. In the afternoon, warming up near 57 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back near 37 degrees. For that Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 65 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we do have clear skies. It is 42 degrees in Pensacola. It's 43 in Gulf Breeze. And we've got 37 degrees in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield edged higher this morning as investors await data that will offer insights about the strength of the U.S. economy. The 10-year Treasury yield rose 2 basis points to 4.215%. Colorado drivers have started a worker-owned ride-hailing platform called Drivers Cooperative of Colorado to compete with Uber and Lyft. More than 4,000 drivers have downloaded the app since its soft launch in August. The Drivers Cooperative guarantees drivers 80% of each fare. The remaining 20% goes to the cooperative. Jaguar has introduced an all-electric concept car called Type 00. The vehicle features a minimalistic yet somewhat gaudy design. The new car is boxy with sleek lights and large wheels, a notably visual change from the brand's current sporty cars and SUVs. Futures are mixed. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 128. The NASDAQ gained 185. That's your money now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Find the perfect gift for every gun enthusiast at Jim's Firearms. From the precision-loving sharpshooter to the adventure-ready outdoorsman, they've got something for everyone. Equip Mr. Tactical with the latest accessories or surprise the concealed carrier with stylish options for safety and comfort. Don't forget the high-tech Target Master and the noob just starting out who would greatly enjoy the Mantis shooting system. The Man Caver and the kid at heart would love their unique gifts, too. Can't decide? Grab a gift card. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento and Blue Angel Parkway.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing holiday hours, Atlas Beverage Class, fall and winter menus at Jackson Steakhouse and Angelina's. Deck the halls at Jackson's New Year's Eve and celebrate 12th night at Jackson's Great Southern Restaurant Week.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, this is David Wayne, morning news anchor here on News Radio 92.3, and this is going to be a very special Christmas for me, because I'll be spending it for the first time with my 10-month-old daughter, Caitlin. And from me and my family to you and yours, I just want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
But he's broke, he's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his health in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better lose his health.
Good morning, 641 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, Pensacola Morning News. The red light cameras are coming. Isn't that, what's the Russians are coming? Isn't that the, there's some movie I think like that. Anyway, the British are coming, whatever.
The British are coming.
No, but there's like a movie. There's something that's the line repeated. Anyway, so I drove the other day. We were going to our bike ride and I was driving on 9th Avenue, and not that the bike ride has anything to do with this, but it's just, I'm telling my story. So we're going south on 9th Avenue passing. Oh, by the way, at airport. And then again at, well, I called it Brent. And did you know Brent doesn't go to 9th Avenue? I didn't know this. I learned this by looking at a map. It actually stops the light west of the AMC Theater. It's Bayou after that. So it's technically never Brent and 9th Avenue. Okay. I always thought it was Brent on the west side of the street and Bayou on the east side of the street until I looked at a map. Somebody criticized me for it. I mean, just, you know, noted, hey, Andrew, I think. And I was like, oh, okay. I learned
Welcome
that.
To Pensacola.
I know. Look at me. Look at me and my big boy map knowledge.
I know.
And then 9th Avenue and Fairfield, there are poles up, P-O-L-E-S, poles up in the ground that are going to be the mounting poles for the red light cameras. And nothing else is in place yet. The cameras are not installed, unless they've done it in the last 2 days. But, you know, some of the electrical work looks like it's been done. So they're coming. Okay. And what I found interesting, and I still find this interesting, and I want to get your feedback on this. What do you think of Pensacola installing red light cameras? 437-1620, 437-1620. This is something that has been in the works since at least Tommy Leiter was the chief of police. So we're talking, gosh, what, like 5-6 years now at least that it's been kind of, you know, something that they have wanted to do. So Gulf Breeze obviously has them, uses them. Gulf Breeze has a reputation for don't speed in Gulf Breeze, both because the cops pull you over and because of the red light cameras. Speeding and red light are different things, but traffic enforcement is notorious in Gulf Breeze, and everybody knows who lives here, and you behave, and it's good because Highway 98 is a choke point. If there's an accident, it's a massive problem for everybody, so there's a value to that. 437-1620, but I want to know what you think about red light cameras coming into Pensacola. And, of course, Milton had them for a little while, for a couple of years, and then there was complaints. People didn't like them. Tony Tindall, who's retiring, he's the chief of police, and he said they cut down on second-chance red light runners. Like, people who would run a red light and get the ticket, the rate of them repeating was very low once this program went into place. And that seems to be working. That seems to be the goal. But, you know, Miltonians decided that they did not want to continue this program. So 3 years ago or so, they stopped having them. In fact, I think, John, they're dismantled, right?
Like, yes,
they're not
they
even
are.
There.
No, the poles are still there, but that's it.
You know, it's kind of funny. You could leave the poles up as a discouragement. if they're inactive. You know, people, oh.
Or just leave the sign that was
or
up.
Or just the sign. Yeah, something. Anything to catch people's attention. But no, online, I was actually kind of surprised at how many people are so vehemently against this. And because to me, it's a public safety issue. We simply cannot police red light running well. It would take too many resources for it to be worth doing. And as Tommy would explain many times, simply proving that somebody has run the red light at a place like Ninth and Bayou is virtually impossible because of the size of the intersection. There's no place to park. You have to be able to observe the car being in front of the white line when the light is red. You then have to be able to apprehend the person. There's a whole series of logistical challenges that make it virtually impossible to police it at that and several of the other intersections as well. And we know people run red lights. Terribly run red lights. I've never lived in a place where people run red lights like they run red lights here. It's frightening, frankly. When you see people go through red lights here, I don't know whether it's on their phones texting. I don't know whether it's they don't care. I don't know whether they think they're special entitled or whether they think, well, it just went red. It's going to be safe for me. I don't know what it is. But I have seen people run red lights multiple seconds. Like, I cringe because I think, oh, my God, you know, I can't believe what I just didn't see was an accident, right? So to me, this is purely a public safety matter. It's not about writing the tickets, which the police are going to superintend the process and check every ticket we've been told and make sure that it's actually a violation. And it's, you know, it's not going to be for right turns on red. It's, you know, I mean, there's going to be an intelligence making the decision in the end. But to me, if we can just discourage people from running red lights, and yes, I know it only works at the places where they have it, but maybe you create a habit. So, and there are arguments against. We'll get to those in a second. But I want to know what you think. 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talks, texts, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. No accidents to let you know about, but I am seeing some slowdown. You're headed toward eastbound on 98, headed toward Windhaven Beach. You're going to see some slowdowns before you get there through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620. Do you think that Pensacola should or should not have the red light running cameras, just like Gulf Breeze currently has them? Some of the arguments against are things like... one of the arguments against is that you don't have somebody to observe it. You know, there's no ability to challenge it. You know, the right to cross-examine or to confront your accuser is one of the things historically. But, I mean, photographic evidence can hold up in court, right? I mean, I don't think that's that strong of an argument. One of the others is that it's going to make people slam on their brakes prematurely because they're going to see a yellow, scared of a ticket, and slam on their brakes. True, and that does happen.
And that's happened in Milton several times.
Yeah. The argument there is, yes, you're going to get more rear-end fender benders, but the trade-off is you're trading T-bones and head-ons and offsets that kill people for fender benders, which only hurt the car. And look, I think you should acknowledge that that's true. People will drive more like, you know, nervous grannies. But that's actually kind of the goal, is to make people drive more that way. And so for me, it's just a matter of, you know, cutting down on major accidents, cutting down on... life and limb and the financial loss and also resource use. You know, you're basically, that's a big amount of time you take away from multiple police, EMS, fire, whenever they have to respond to one of these major collisions. And if you can reduce the number of collisions, you're reducing property damage and saving lives. That to me is a benefit. I don't have any problem with them. I just don't think there's any issue here. But, you know, I am not the only person. A lot of people, when I posted that they were going in on social media, they're very upset about all of this. They think it's unconstitutional or they think that it's wrong or they don't like it. Let's take a look at some of these texts. 437-1620. Let's see. Put red light cameras at every single intersection of Pensacola. Okay. Somebody says red light cameras are theft. Legalized theft, nothing else. I've received one ticket in the suburbs of Chicago. I actually did stop before I turned right, and I could not fight it, so I don't like them. It's one reason we left Illinois, and I think they should all be torn down right now. Somebody else says, I actually think that the capacity to dispute them is one of my concerns. And it's not that hefty of a concern, because I always think the idea of getting tickets, whether parking or moving, that you can't dispute is a problem. And so the question is going to be how accurate, how you know, how reliable are they? How many false positives are we getting? And, you know, time will tell, I suppose. Somebody here says, bring the cameras. Somebody here says, I was almost T-boned by somebody who ran a red light when I had a brand new, what just happened here? I was almost T-boned. It clicked off the wrong text. I was almost T-boned by somebody who ran a red light when I had a brand new baby in the car, and she flipped me off when I laid on the horn. Yeah, it's funny how the bad drivers are the ones who won't learn it and also will give you the finger. I mean, all the time, right? And, you know, my wife is like, how are they going to learn if I don't honk at them? I'm like, do you think they learn? And I do the same thing because I come from that mindset. Yes, you got to discourage them, but I don't think people learn. I think this is the only way the bad drivers will learn. And, I mean, the real question to me, the people who think this is, you know, wrong and wicked and theft or whatever, is I think, well, do you think it's okay for cops to cite you for running a red light? I mean, do you think we ought to have a law against running a red light? Seems like yes, right? Do you think a cop ought to be able to cite you for running a red light? Seems like yes, because how else would you do it? Well, in my opinion, actually, this is possibly more accurate and certainly will catch more people. So, again, I'm not sure I see what the big argument against them is. Somebody says, if I'm using Google Maps on my iPhone when I approach an intersection that has red light cameras, my phone actually notifies me the cameras are there if they're turned on and working. Let's see, 437-1620. Bring on the cameras. I'm all for it. The fine is way too high. First-time offenders should be fined $50 or $75 rather than $150. It's about slowing people down for safety, not absolutely infuriating them. Plus, it makes people slam on their brakes at yellow lights, causing rear-end collisions. That's another safety issue all by itself. No, that's true. What's next? Automatic ticketing for speeding. The tech is there. Too much Big Brother for me.
Actually, now it is there.
Yeah.
Because over in London, I got one. And I'm like, where was that?
So yes. This is actually a really interesting question because I remember in Phoenix, when I lived there, they had put in highway speed cameras. And I turned that into an April Fool's Day prank. I said they were active now and like 1 mile over gets you a ticket.
Right.
They were never 1 mile over. They were, I think, 11 miles over is where they started issuing a ticket. And, you know, it's an interesting question. If you really believe that speed is dangerous, all the data says that speed is dangerous. If you really believe that, you know, would you favor speed cameras or would you favor GPS-based speed inhibitors on your cars? Oh, ooh. God, no.
Oh, no. But, Andrew.
But how many lives could be saved? I mean, I hate it, but there's also a part of me that thinks, you know, if we had started off that way, would
it
you know any better?
It would have just been accepted, yeah.
I mean, we didn't have the technology when cars started, but, you know, do you think people should be able to go 70 in a 45? I mean, you certainly think they can be written a ticket. You certainly know those cause deaths.
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting question.
And evidently, the people over in England are used to it.
Right, right. Of course, so, well, that's Big Brother socialism, Western Europe. Okay. I don't know. What's the fatality rate? You know, how much are we paying in lives and money and time for the freedom that we love that's so dangerous? And, oh, by the way, the companion element to that is that we hand driver's licenses out like they're candy to trick-or-treaters.
Oh, yes.
The other part of Europe that I have always admired is you fail that test a lot. People, it's typical to fail the test two or three times. Mm-hmm. You have to actually be able to drive. Whereas here, they're like, okay, you're 16. Here you go. And we don't even have driver tests anymore.
No, we don't.
It's crazy how easy we give driver's licenses to people in America. And then we refuse to enforce the laws that actually prevent, you know, it's a weird philosophical situation. Let's see. You need them too many red light runners. If you don't run red lights or follow too closely, should the red light cameras hurt you? Right. You know, there's an easy, if you hate the government and you think it's government theft and them taking money that they don't deserve, there's a very easy way to avoid paying.
Yes.
just don't run red lights, right? Does a third party operate these and take a percentage of the ticket? Yes. Yes, there absolutely is a third party that operates them. I hate that I miss the article you're talking about red light cameras. There's a podcast. It wants to know if I'll be speaking about it next hour. It's not an article. I saw them and I'm talking about it. I posted a picture on Facebook yesterday. Only bad, got a lot of text on this. Yeah. Only bad drivers hate the cameras. Bring them on. I support them. If I'm first at the light, I wait due to someone running red light. Oh, same. It's like become a habit.
Yep.
Because I got clocked. One of the couple of big accidents I've ever had was exactly because that moment I didn't go fast at the green. And I would have died. I would have died for sure. God was absolutely protecting me because a drunk driver came through the red light and destroyed my car and would have killed me with another 3 feet. But it was, I used to be in the habit of, you know, yellow means rev because I had a stick. Yellow crossways means rev. When mine goes green, you go. You're drag racing, right? I mean, you're right. Drag racing in a Hyundai Scoop to get to the speed limit, but still, take your fun where you get it. And that's what I always did. And this time was I had a girl in the car, and I just wasn't eager to go super fast for whatever reason. Again, I thank God. But I'd be dead if I had gone on green because a red light drunk, you know. I mean, you know. So anyway, now I don't know that a red light camera would have prevented that problem. But I understand the driving defensively against people who run red lights. People follow too closely, so fender benders are not an effective argument against it. This might discourage that. I'm fine with red light cameras, but I prefer that instead of just one picture, it would take a 10-second video. I think they do.
It does before and after.
It's several. Yeah, there's like several pieces of data. It's not just the one photo. Because, the question of, well, it just went red, or, you know, or it was yellow, entered the intersection, then red, and then you photographed me. The current technology will alleviate that concern. I'm confident about that. Every Brit I ever met prefers our freedoms. Okay, fair enough. I agree. I have a problem with the one in Gulf Breeze. The yellow light's too short. Safely go through during a school zone and activation hours, so you end up slamming on your brakes to avoid getting a red light ticket. Man, lots of texts in here. I'm going to have to take a break. We'll come back and talk about this a little bit. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still no accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. This slight delay, if you're heading on Highway 90 into Pensacola from Pace, you're going to see just a minor delay there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And I will add this. Somebody says, we have cameras all over the place now. What's the difference? Somebody else says, I wish there were cameras to ticket texting and driving, too. And somebody else says, a controversial opinion here, freedom is dangerous. It is dangerous. The question is the freedom to not get ticketed, therefore not be deterred in running a red light, the kind of freedom that we want to allow? I say no. It's a way too dangerous abuse of a freedom, and that's why I'm fine with the red light cameras. Thanks for all the texts, by the way. Great text this morning. I'm Andrew McKay.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You are hanging on by a very thin thread. And I dig that about you.
Cuba Gooding Jr., that's one of my favorite roles. He's a really entertaining actor. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. It's kind of funny. I'm getting everything from these are the best thing ever. I'm so tired of getting almost killed all the time by these red light runners, too. Andrew, you are a fascist. Oh, you caught me. Look at me. Let me get my armband. Somebody says, I don't understand why there would be a grace period when violating a basic safety law. Somebody else said, I'm supportive of this. What would be even better? It makes me conscientious when I drive through Gulf Breeze for the red light cameras that are coming. The poles and electrical work is up at several intersections, 9th and Bayou, 9th and Airport, and 9th and Fairfield. It would be better to address local roadways to discourage people from driving badly. Not also true. Yeah, also true. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Senate Democrats are holding their leadership elections today on Capitol Hill. The number three spot currently held by retiring Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is expected to take that position. And President-elect Trump is tabbing investment banker Warren Stevens to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom. Stevens served as president, chair, and CEO of his company, Stevens Incorporated. He's also a longtime GOP donor.
Very good, David. Thanks so much. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves, and we can talk with him about speed cameras, among other things, coming up at 7:40.